We do a lot with the military here at WNTK, and the New Hampshire Association of Broadcasters has really taken a big initiative to try and help with some recruitment drives in the WNTK studios. I have Carolina Compton and Patrick McGinnis from the New Hampshire National Guard. Good morning, guys. How are you?
Good morning. I'm great. I'm glad to be here. Thank you for having us.
Good morning. Yeah. Thank you for having us.
Carolina, you guys with the National Guard, and I have to tell you, when I think the National Guard, I think standard service, I'm confused. What's the difference between National Guard and then in a regular full-time service?
That's a great question. One of the unique differences is that as opposed to the active duty components, we can go ahead and go through our training, come back and serve our community first, and then go on. And obviously, we have a state mission and a national mission, but we stay here. Some of our soldiers are, you know, police officers. There, you go to the bank. They might be, because it's ultimately it's 1 week in a month service, 2 weeks out of the year. So that's one of the biggest differences between us and the active duty components.
Do you find that employers, I remember probably, and this is a while back, it's probably 15 years ago, that there was a little bit of a concern that employers weren't really helping out with the National Guard. Do you find that's changed and that people are more engaged to say, yeah, go do your service. We'll talk to you when you come back.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah. We see that on a daily basis. Employers are very, very pro our mission, and they thank us. And on top of that, we have a good working relationship. We have an organization that's called ESGR, and that's to answer questions of employers and educate the employers on you know, our mission and how they can help us, and in turn get a better employee mm-hmm. because we have that discipline and all that goes along with being a soldier.
Patrick, you are the recruiter for this area, and with that being said, what are you seeing? Are young people joining up? Is it popular right now? Are you getting people coming in?
There are a lot of people interested in the military service. I think a lot has to do with the economy. People want an alternative source of income. And the National Guard is very unique in a lot of ways because we can provide all of the same benefits that the active duty and other components have, as well as a lot of civilian employers, but on a very, very part-time basis. As Sergeant Compton said, it's only 2 days a month, but we offer full life, dental, health insurance, tuition assistance, retirement program, pay and benefits, job training. So all the stuff you can get in any civilian job, you can get with us. So the Guard is really something that sort of serves as a springboard. It doesn't prevent you from doing other things. In a lot of ways, it actually enhances your ability to do, you know, civilian work as well as be in the military at the same time.
Is there a minimum, time that you have to be in?
There is. In any branch of the military, you do contract for a total of 8 years. And in the National Guard, you can break that up a couple different ways, a 3x5 option or a 6x2 mm-hmm. option. But ultimately, it is an 8-year commitment initially.
One of the things that I was surprised at during our, you know, during the election season, we were pretty heavy in here with people running. And I remember Walt Havenstein, he was in the Marine Reserves, and Scott Brown. There were a number of people, you know, all walks of life is where I'm going here. One was a CEO, one was a senator. It's amazing the all walks of life component of this. So it really is something that will work with your future, so to speak.
Absolutely. Like I said, it really enhances your ability to do, you know, things not only currently but in the future. And I tell people that I meet with all the time, the National Guard is going to open doors that they don't need to even know exist yet.
Yeah.
You know, my typical 17, 18-year-old kid that I enlisted out of high school, they're not looking 10 years down the road what they're going to be doing when they're, you know, 30 or 40. But through the National Guard, they're going to meet contacts, they're going to gain skills, mm-hmm. they're going to grow as a person and make long-lasting relationships in the Guard that are going to help them later on in life that they don't even know are there yet.
Carolina, when somebody joins the National Guard, and you got to talk about that service component, what can they expect out of it? Is it something where, outside those weekends and things like that, is it something where they might get committed overseas? I mean, what type of commitment are you making?
Yes, that's always in the back of your mind because, like I said, we have a state mission, but we also have a federal mm-hmm. mission. And like Sergeant McGinnis, he can speak of his deployment. And so that's always there. But we're always committed to our community. So I'm not going to say that you couldn't be deployed overseas. But, you know, all the other benefits that we have, like Sarah McGinnis mm-hmm. was saying, it sets you apart. We talk to young people that are definitely going on to college, and we always say, first of all, we have 100% tuition waiver to any state colleges, Plymouth State, UNH,
oh, really?
Yes, Keene State, 100% tuition waiver to all state colleges. It's a state law. Now, on top of that, when you're looking at getting a college degree, you go and you get your job, or to go get a job, that sets you apart, because not only do you have a college education, but you have the skills that the Army provides or the New Hampshire National Guard provides for you.
Plus, there's ancillary outside of those skills. There's certain life skills, communication, discipline, things like that that come into play.
Leadership. Leadership is huge. Yes.
Yeah, and I do hear, I mean, it is a concern. I get a lot of local colleges on, and one of the things that they talk about is soft skills. Leadership, talking, speaking ability, things like that are in short supply, and that's where the guard can certainly come in.
Teamwork, that's all of those things. I know the discipline, when you're a soldier, mm-hmm. what we always say, Sergeant McGinnis, the thing that we always say is you're 5 minutes early, you're already 15 minutes late.
Yeah.
So no comment. You know, it's funny, in my own personal life here, I'm going to knock on wood on this one. I'm very good about being here on time, but anything else, forget it. I'm always 20 minutes late. It never fails. In the WNTK studios, I have Staff Sergeant Carolina?
Yes.
Carolina Compton, and then Staff Sergeant Patrick McGinnis. Patrick, for the people out there that say, yes, I'd like to look at this a little bit more, or maybe I have a family member, I want to suggest that they get out of my basement and join the National Guard, how do they go about the recruitment process?
So the one thing that we always tell people, we were talking about this on the way up here, is don't be afraid to talk to a recruiter. If you see us on the street, mm-hmm. come up and talk to us. You know, you're not going to talk to us and the next day find yourself on a bus to Fort Jackson. Okay? It's not that simple. Come talk to us, you know. Go online to our website, nationalguard.com. You can enter your information and get in contact with the local recruiter, or you can just call our 1-800 number, 1-800-GO-GUARD. That'll connect you also to a local recruiter. Sit down, talk to them, hear the information, and then you can make an educated decision on whether or not this is something you can benefit from. A lot of people I talk to often make a decision that the military isn't for them without knowing anything about it, and you don't know what you don't know. So sit down, hear the information, nationalguard.com or 1-800-GO-GUARD.
And the Christmas break is coming up, so, you know, 30 minutes with a recruiter. If you don't have a way to get to our local office, we are more than happy to meet with you, with the parents, and just put out the information. Like Sarah McGinnis says, you don't know what you don't know. Hear us out. And there, oftentimes people realize that, yeah, we can benefit from this, and on top of that, serve our community and our country.
And in some cases, it looks a lot of fun. We've got a tower in Lebanon, and it's over there by the Fort restaurant, and you have a little training facility, and every now and then you get to see everybody running around. And they used to have the helicopter thing. They would rappel. I think they took that out, though. I haven't seen that in a while. So, okay, so Staff Sergeant McGinnis, I would like to put some contacts out there. If somebody would like to reach out to you, what's the best way to do that?
Again, the best way to get in contact with us is our website, nationalguard.com. You can go online, enter your information, your zip code. It'll tell you your local recruiter. You'll get their name and phone number, and then your name and phone number will be forwarded to that recruiter. Or if you just go online, or excuse me, call us, 1-800-GO-GUARD. You can actually talk to a recruiter on the phone. They'll kind of ask you some questions, then put you in contact with your local recruiter in the area.
Just out of curiosity, are you both from New Hampshire?
I am not from New Hampshire. Mm-hmm. I grew up in downtown Los Angeles. And,
oh, you poor woman. That's why I'm asking. Yes. Because it's like, now, did you get stationed here, or did you move here for life?
Honestly, I met my husband, military. He was also in the military, and that's how I ended up in New Hampshire. I'm going to be honest. Growing up, I had never heard the name New Hampshire, but I love it here. I wouldn't have it any other way. I look forward to the different stations. You know, L.A. is forever summer, so...
Oh, yeah, it sounds horrible. How long have you been here?
I have been here since 2002.
Oh, you're seasoned then. Yes. This is nothing, this weather. So not a big deal. Patrick, you from New Hampshire?
I was actually born in Boston, but I moved to New Hampshire about 18 years ago. And that's actually a pretty interesting point. That's another thing that differentiates us between the active duty component is that our recruiters volunteer to be recruiters. We actually apply much like a civilian job.
Really?
And we want to be recruiters, and we're not under a time constraint per se, whereas the active duty recruiters, they're put on a three-year tour. They're taken out of the active duty Army, Air Force, whatever, and put on a recruiting duty here in New Hampshire or Louisiana or wherever they end up, and then they go back to the active duty component. Whereas with us, we're here and we're here to stay. The people that we recruit, we're a very small family. There's only about 1,700 of us in the New Hampshire Guard.
Wow.
So you're going to see us as recruiters over and over again. You're going to see us at drill each month. There's a chance we could be deployed together. Mm-hmm. So that's another thing that differentiates us, that we're actually part of, you know, the communities that we serve.
And another neat thing about that is that we get to see the for example, as a recruiter, we're talking to a young lady or a young man, and then we send them off to training. They come back, and we see them go move up the ranks, and we see the transformation, and we see we're a part of that because we started off by telling them the different benefits of the National Guard. So, I mean, we love our job. It's putting out the information and helping somebody shape their lives in some shape or form.
It's a good way to go. What I'll do is I'll put up a link to your National Guard recruiting here in New Hampshire on the WNTK Facebook page if anybody has any questions with all the contacts. So, okay, Staff Sergeant Compton, Staff Sergeant McGinnis, thank you very much for your service. A very happy holidays to you and yours.
Thank you.
Thank you for having us.